Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Night Readings with Diane Lenning and other co-hosts. Speaking in English, Spanish, Urdu, and Swahili. Tonight's guest will start with John from Kent.
All the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
States of America. I am sick tonight, so I hope you'll bear with me if I have to switch to music while I cough. But we are expecting John to call in from Kenya to read tonight in the book of Matthew. When I talk and read, I'll only be able to do that for a short while. And so if I just cut off and go to music back and forth, please forgive me. And then also later on, we're going to have John Paul call in from Pakistan. And praise the Lord. Right now, John from Kenya has called in, and I'm just going to give it over to him, and I won't be talking for a while. So let's see here. Okay, John, you are connected. Just go ahead. It's yours for 20 minutes.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to turn my speaker off because I cough, all right? So go ahead. Hello.
Yes. Yes. Asante. Mungu, kufikisha leo baba, wewe ndio Mungu mkuu, wewe ndio Mungu
uliye. Can you speak louder, please?
Tukuomba. Okay. Baba, tukuomba, sikia leo umetufikisha vizuri baba. Can you hear me well? Baba, tukuomba, sikia leo umetufikisha vizuri baba, wewe ndio Mungu mwaminifu. Sawa. Tukuomba baba, tutendee mema, utuzidi kutubariki. Wewe ndio Mungu uliye juu, na wewe ndio Mungu mkuu. Wewe ndio unajua sababu zetu, maana wewe ndio Mungu. Katika jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini. Amen. Mathayo Mtakatifu, mlango wa kwanza. Kitabu cha ukoo wa Yesu Kristo, mwana wa Daudi, mwana wa Ibrahimu. Ibrahimu alimzaa Isaka, Isaka akamzaa Yakobo. Yakobo akamzaa Yuda na ndugu zake. Yuda akamzaa Peresi na Zera kwa Tamari. Peresi akamzaa Shiromu, Shiromu akamzaa Aramu. Aramu akamzaa Aminadabu. Aminadabu akamzaa Nashoni. Nashoni akamzaa Salmoni. Salmoni akamzaa Boazi kwa Rahabu. Boazi akamzaa Obedi kwa Rutu. Obedi akamzaa Yese. Yese akamzaa mfalme Daudi. Daudi akamzaa Suleimani kwa yule mke wa Uria. Suleimani akamzaa Rehoboamu. Rehoboamu akamzaa Abia. Abia akamzaa Asa. Asa akamzaa Yehoshafati. Yehoshafati akamzaa Yoramu. Yoramu akamzaa Uzia. Uzia akamzaa Yotamu. Yotamu akamzaa Ahazi. Ahazi akamzaa Hezekia. Hezekia akamzaa Manase. Manasa akamzaa Amoni. Amoni akamzaa Yosia. Yosia akamzaa Yekonia na ndugu zake wakati wa ule uhamisho wa Babeli. Na baada ya ule uhamisho wa Babeli, Yekonia akamzaa Shealtieli akamzaa Zerubati. Zerubarati akamzaa Abihudi. Abihudi akamzaa Bubabeli. Akamzaa Abihudi. Abihudi akamzaa Eliakimu. Eliakimu akamzaa Azori. Azori akamzaa Sadoki. Sadoki akamzaa Akimu. Akimu akamzaa Eliudi. Eliudi akamzaa Eleazari. Eleazari akamzaa Matani. Matani akamzaa Yakobo. Yakobo akamzaa Yusufu. Mumewe Mariamu aliyemzaa Yesu aitwaye Kristo. Basi vizazi vyote tangu Ibrahimu hata Daudi ni vizazi 14. Na tangu Daudi hata ule uhamisho wa Babeli ni vizazi 14. Na tangu ule uhamisho wa Babeli hata Kristo ni vizazi 14. Kuzaliwa kwake Yesu Kristo kulikuwa hivi. Mariamu mama yake alipokuwa ameposwa na Yusufu kabla hawajakaribiana, alionekana ana mimba kwa uweza wa Roho Mtakatifu. Na Yusufu mumewe, kwa vile alivyokuwa mtu wa haki, asitake kumwaibisha, aliazimu kumwacha kwa siri. Basi alipokuwa akifikiri haya, tazama malaika wa Bwana alimtokea katika ndoto akisema, Yusufu mwana wa Daudi, usihofu kumchukua Mariamu mkeo, maana mimba yake ni kwa uwezo wa Roho Mtakatifu. Naye atazaa mwana utamuita jina lake Yesu, maana yeye ndiye atakayewaokoa watu wake na dhambi zake. Hayo yote yamekuwa ili litimie neno lililonenwa na Bwana kwa ujumbe wa wanabii akisema, tazama bikira atauchukua mimba, naye atazaa mwana, nao watamuita jina lake Imanueli, yaani Mungu pamoja nasi. Naye Yusufu alipoamka katika usingizi alifanya kama malaika wa Bwana na alivyomwagiza kumchukua mkewe. Usimjue kamwe, hata alipomzaa mwanawe akamwita jina lake Yesu. Verse 23. Yesu alipozaliwa katika Bethlehem ya Uyahudi zamani ya mfalme Herode. Akafika Yerusalemu akisema, yuko wapi yeye aliyezaliwa? Tazama, mamajusi wa mashariki walifika Yerusalemu wakisema, yuko wapi yeye aliyezaliwa mfalme wa Wayahudi? Kwa maana tuliona nyota yake mashariki, nasi tumekuja kumsujudia. Basi mfalme Herode aliposikia hayo, alifadhaika na Yerusalemu pia pamoja naye. Akakusanya wakuu wa makuhani wote na waandishi wa watu, akatafuta habari kwao, Kristo azaliwa wapi? Nao wakamwambia, katika Bethlehemu Uyahudi, kwa maana ndivyo ilivyoandikwa na nabii, naye Bethlehemu katika nchi ya Yuda. Huu mdogo kamwe katika majumbe wa Yuda, kwa kuwa kwako akatoka mtawala atakaye wachunga watu wangu Israeli. Kisha Herode akawaita wale majasusi faragani, akapata kwao hakika ya muda tangu ilipoonekana ile nyota, akawapeleka Bethlehem akasema, shikeni njia mkaulize sema mambo ya mtoto, na mkisha kumwona nileteeni habari, ili mimi nami niende nimsujudie. Nao waliposikia maneno ya mfalme, walichukua njia, na tazama, ile nyota walivyoiona mashariki ikawatangulia, hata ikaenda ikasimama juu ya mahali kwa mtoto. Nao walipoiona ile nyota, walifurahi furaha kubwa mno. Wakaingia nyumbani, wakamwona mtoto pamoja na Mariamu mamaye, wakaanguka wakamsujudia. Nao walipokwisha kufungua hazina zao, wakamtolea tuni, dhahabu, uvumba na manemane. Nao wakisha kuonywa na Mungu katika ndoto, wasimrudie Herode, wakaenda zao kwao kwa njia nyingine. Nao walipokwisha kwenda zao, tazama, malaika wa Bwana alimtokea Yusufu katika ndoto akasema, ondoka umchukue mtoto na mama yake, mkimbilie Misri. Kwa huko hata nikuambie, kwa maana Herode anataka kumtafuta mtoto mwangalizi. Akaondoka akamchukua mtoto na mama yake usiku, akaenda zake Misri, akakaa huko hata alipokufa Herode, ili litimie neno lililonenwa na Bwana kwamba ujumbe wa nabii akisema, kutoka Misri nalimwita mwanangu. Ndipo Herode alipoona ya kuwa amedhahikiwa na wale mamajusi, alighadhabika sana, akatuma watu akawaua watoto wote wanaume waliokuwa wako huko na viungani mwake mwote, tangu wenye miaka miwili. Na walipopungua kwa muda ule wakishikwa wale najusi, ndipo alipotumia neno lililonenwa na nabii Yeremia akisema, sauti ilisikiwa Rama iliyo na maombolezi mengi, na yeye akiwaangalia watoto wake asikubali kufarijiwa kwa kuwa hawako. Hata alipofika Herode, tazama, malaika wa Bwana alimtokea Yusufu katika ndoto huko Misri akasema, ondoka umchukue mtoto na mamaye, usipe njia kwenda nchi ya Israeli, kwa maana wamekufa walio itafuta roho ya mtoto. Akaondoka akamchukua mtoto na mamaye, akafika nchi ya Israeli. Lakini aliposikia kwamba Arkelao amemiliki huko Yahudi mahali pa Herode, ambaye aliogopa kwenye kwenda huko, naye akisha kuonya katika ndoto, akasafiri pande za Galilaya, akaenda akakaa katika mji ulioitwa Nazareti, ili litimie neno lililonena na nabii aitwaye Nazorayo. Hapa tunaona neno la Mungu latufunza jinsi kwamba Yesu Kristo, vile Mungu alivyo mnabii ulivyotimia, kwamba hata mtu wa mwanawe wa pekee, ili yeyote mwaminie asipotee. Ndio maana akapata kuzaliwa mtoto kwa Maria, ambaye ni Yesu. Mtoto kijana, Herode alipangia kumuua, lakini Yesu akasimama na mtoto, akasema, iwapo huu ni mwana wangu, mimi ndiye nitakaye kaa naye, mimi ndiye nitakaye ishi naye. Ndipo Yesu akamnenea Mariamu Yusufu katika ndoto. Akamnenea Yusufu katika ndoto, akamwambia, nenda mchukue mtoto wako, ondoka uchukue mtoto wako uende uishi Misri, maana Herode anataka kukuangamiza. Na huyu Yesu pia ndiye amekuja atuokoe, ndiyo mwanga wa dunia nzima, ndiyo njia ya haki na ukweli. Yeye ndiye Mungu mkuu, yeye ndiye Mungu aishiye mbinguni, hakuna Mungu kama yeye, maana yeye ndiyo Mungu anayeshikilia nchi. Yeye ndiye Mungu tunaye Mungu, yeye ndiye Yesu Kristo, yeye ndiye mwana wa Yusufu, mwana wa Mungu, mwana mamake ambaye ni Maria. Katika jina la Yesu, Baba ni mkuu. Baba ndiye aliye mkuu kushinda sisi wote. Na katika jina la Yesu, tutamshukuru jina lake. Tutamwita Mungu aliye juu. Tutaliinamia jina lake, maana Yesu ni mkuu. Wewe Baba uliye mkuu duniani na mbinguni, duniani ambapo wewe ndiye Mungu utatulaki kule. Yesu Kristo, mkiwa na Yesu Kristo kwenye kiti cha enzi, mtatulaki. Tunaomba tukae na undugu huo, tulibili na lalaki. Hala yalikuja kutuokoa. He came with one purpose, to save us and to set us free. He's a faithful God and a living God. Na ambapo Mungu alikuja kutuambia, tutubu dhambi zetu. We should repent our sins. Always repent our sins. Tubu dhambi zetu, tuwe watu waadilifu, tuwe tukiomba Mungu kwa msaada wowote ule, maana Mungu ndiye mkuu, hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Ndiye Mungu mtakatifu, ndiye Mungu mwenye haki, ndiye Mungu mwenye kutuongoza na kutupa njia, ndiye Mungu mwenye kutupa uhai, ndiye Mungu ambaye, Mungu wa Isaka, Yakobo na Abraham, ndio Mungu mtakatifu. Baba, tuongoze, tushikilie na neno lako Baba, utuhurumie Baba, utusamee makosa yetu. Forgive us our sins God, lead us in good direction, speak to us, speak to our conscience God, sababu wewe ndio Mungu mkuu, wewe ndio Mungu mwaminifu. Kuomba usimame nasi, kaa nami Bwana, kaa nasi Baba, sababu tunahitaji neno lako, tukuhitaji leo, jana na kesho na kesho kutwa. Bila wewe sisi hatufai mbele zako, lakini kwa sababu kutolea mwanao Yesu Kristo Baba, ambaye akisimame na sisi, atuoneshe njia ya kweli, tuoneshe njia ya haki. Yesu Baba, tuwaje mbele zako tukisema, tuhurumie Mungu, tusamee, tuoneshe njia iliyo ya haki, sababu jina lako ni takatifu, your name is holy, and there in heaven is a holy place. Welcome us. Welcome us. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who wronged us. Lead us in good direction, O Lord. Tolite jina lako lishuke Kenya na Amerika ba. Tolite jina lako Baba lishuke limponye Sara ambaye anaugua. Heal Sara in Jesus' name. Tolite jina lako Baba limponye Bian ambaye ni mgonjwa. Tolite jina lako Baba limponye aweze kupona. Aweze kuhubiri neno lako Baba. Tolite jina lako Baba umuongezee Bian. Bless him so that he can develop the child. Bless her in your name. Bless her in your mighty way. Bless her the way you, so that the church can go on. Thank you for the issue. You're a mighty Lord. You're wonderful. Baba we uliye mkuu. Baba we uliye mtakatifu. Baba we mtakatifu. Baba ndiye Mungu ishiye milele. Hakuna Mungu mwingine kama wewe. Ambapo Mathayo mtakatifu, Mathayo mtakatifu inatufunza leo kwamba jina lako ni la milele. Unabii mpaka utatimia. Na kwamba tutaridhini neno. Tutaishi kwa neno. Utakatifu wako na huduma zako ni za milele. Baba nakuomba nirudishie huyo msichana Baba. Baba nakuomba, yeye ndio Mungu aliye juu. Kama ni mapenzi yako Baba, ni muone. Baba nirudishie nakuomba. Nakuomba katika jina la Yesu. Baba nakuomba, nionyeshe njia haki. Nifungulie njia na mbariki msichana katika jina la Yesu. Wewe ndio Mungu mkuu. Na wewe ndio Mungu mtakatifu. Hakuna mwingine kama wewe. Jina lako ni la milele na milele. Jina lako ni takatifu. Ambapo tuarudie tukisema, Mungu uishi pamoja nasi. Utunenee yaliyo mema. Utuoneshe njia iliyo wazi. Maana you are mighty God. You are so mighty in your own way. You are wonderful Lord. You are not like human being. You are marvelous. God is a good God. Then you are the Lord. You should guide our journey. You are the Lord. 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 Katika jina la Yesu, Baba, ndio Mungu wa ajabu. Ndio Mungu uliyetulenga. Katika jina la Yesu. Naye sauti ya mtu aliye nyikani. Mathayo tatu hapo. Siku zile aliondeka Yohana Mbatizaji akihubiri katika nyika ya Yahudi na kusema, tubuni kwa maana ufalme wa mbinguni umekaribia. Kwa sababu huyo ndiye aliyenenwa na nabii Isaya akisema, sauti mtu aliaye nyikani, tengenezaye njia ya Bwana, onyesheni mapito yake. Na Yohana mwenye alikuwa na vazi lake la shiga na garia na mshipi wa ngozi kiunoni mwake, na chakula chake kilikuwa zigi na asali ya mwitu. Mungu ni mwaminifu. Katika jina la Yesu tunaomba na kuamini, amina. Asante Mungu, wewe ni Mungu mkuu. Katika jina la Yesu Baba tumeomba tukisema jina lako ni takatifu. Baba tubariki injili yetu, injili yetu iweze kuendelea. Katika jina la Yesu nimeomba. Amen. He knew me then. He knows me. Amen. Now. And he died for me. He loved me then. And he loves me now. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next month. Take care.
Hello.
Bye bye, John.
He saw my face.
Bye bye.
He knew the place
What I say is true, that he knew me, and he sure knew you. He knew you then, he knows you now, and he loves you. He knew you then, he knows you now, and he died for you. He loved you then, and he loves you now. I know it's true. He saw your face. He knew the place that you would be today. He knew you then, he knows you now, and he loves you. He knew us then, us now, and he loves us still somehow.
Thank you, Lord, so much. Thank you, Lord, that you know us now, you knew us then. You know who we are and where we are, and you see our hearts and our intentions to love and serve you. Thank you so much for the dedication of John, who has continued to call in over the last year or two and has taken the calling seriously and loves and trusts God for he and his family and his nation of Kenya. And we know that he's trying to help now the people of Sudan who have escaped as refugees from the violence of evil and of Satan, Lord. And we pray right now that you to bind the evil and the Satan that would come against them in the name of Jesus, and that you would plant a hedge of protection around them and send the angels on their behalf to protect them, to feed them, to care for them, to nurture them, to love them and put your arms around them. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for those who may have come to know the Lord tonight because of John praying with those in his native tongue of Swahili. And we pray, Lord, that the word would be even richer when it is spoken in their native tongue. And we pray that they would stay on and hear it again in English. And a little later in Urdu, as John Paul calls in later in the service and throughout. And we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your love and being with us, Lord, whoever and wherever we are, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. As you can hear tonight, I have a really bad cold, and it's unpredictable when I'm going to cough. So if I do, I'll just try to click on some music, but I will be back. So stay in there with me. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 1. I'll just read a few verses, and then I'll take a break with He's Alive with Don Francisco playing guitar. And, of course, he is Jesus that he's singing about. Matthew chapter 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. Thus we've heard so often, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Judas begat Phares and Zara and Thamar, and Phares begat Esram, and Esram begat Aaron, and Aaron begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Midian, and Midian begat Salmon. Now, this first few verses is just talking about the lineage of David and of Jesus. And when we become a Christian, we become a part of the lineage of the Lord because we become another one of God's sons or daughters. And it shows the importance of family and heritage. He's Alive with Don Francisco.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. Both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I had promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive.
praise the name of the Lord. He is alive. What a beautiful song. Continuing Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. And Salmon begat Boaz and Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed and Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. That is David who wrote the book of Psalm in the Old Testament. And David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abijah, and Abijah begat Asa, and Asa begat Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Ozias, and Ozias begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Achaz, and Achaz begat Eusebius, and Eusebius begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Ammon, and Ammon begat Josias. I'm reading pretty well here, but I have to stop. The next song I will be playing is Home Where I Belong with B.J. Thomas. But so far right now my voice is working, so I'll keep reading. 11. And Josias begat, Jeconias, his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat, I've got to get a little closer here, Salathiel. And Salathiel begat Zerubbabel. And Zerubbabel begat Abiud. And Abiud begat Eliakim. And Eliakim begat Azor. And Azor begat Zadok. And Zadok begat Achim. And Achim begat Elihud. So we're going to play the next song, Home, Where I Belong. By B.J. Thomas. I'm sure you'll love it. Home, Where I Belong.
Living here is too, but if they say that I would have to choose between the two, I'd go home, going home where I belong. Sometimes when I'm dreaming, it comes as no surprise that if you look and see that homesick feeling in my eyes, I'm going home. I'm going home where I belong. I'm here, but not for long. When I'm feeling lonely, and when I'm feeling blue, it's such a joy to know that I am only passing through. I'm headed home. Going home where I belong. One day I'll be sleeping when death knocks on my door, and I'll awake to find that I'm not homesick. I'll be home. I'll be home where I belong.
Continuing on verse 15 of Matthew chapter 1, and Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Mathan, and Mathan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from their carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. And here we see that the Lord God likes numbers, divisive of 7. Verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. In other words, Joseph had not been with her. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. This is just a sign for us that when we see things that don't seem like they ought to be, let's pray to the Lord and let's just make sure that we find out the truth. Let's listen to I'm Forgiven with the Imperials. We are forgiven, my friends, when we accept Jesus.
Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving.
on in verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took him unto his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Jesus is the man from Galilee. And let's hear about Dallas Holm while he sings Man from Galilee. And my friends, that man's name is Jesus.
He had lived his life in blindness. What could he aspire to be? Then the Savior showed him kindness, and he made his blinded eyes to see. When they asked about his story, who it was who gave him sight, he said, I was blind this morning, but I'm seeing fine tonight. There can be peace tonight in the heart of the forgiven, and everything's alright for the soul that's been set free. Like every sleeping child knows the gentle smile of heaven. There's healing in the touch of man from Galilee. She was brought before the Master. She was found compromised, and her life was a disaster, till she looked into her Savior's eyes, and she saw no accusation. Her accuser slipped away, but complete emancipation caused a thankful heart to say, there can be peace tonight in the heart of the forgiven, and everything's alright for the soul that's been set free. Like every sleeping child knows the gentle smile of heaven, mercy in the touch of man from Galilee. Storm, he walks upon the water. When you've drifted far from shore, he calms the troubled sea. When he speaks the word of peace, the wind and waves of life just have to go.
Jesus tonight is your Savior, you can do that. It tells us in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can receive God's best gift. If you'd like to do that, just bow your head with me and fold your hands and repeat with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned and am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide me as I follow and obey you the rest of my life. And I thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just thank the Lord together right now while we listen to Ray Bolt sing, "Thank You." Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation and for renewing the hearts of so many friends.
Dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing when someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes. As Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord, he said, "My child, look around you,
for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you
glad you came for us and died on the cross that we might have our sins forgiven and to receive the gift of God's Son and eternal salvation. Let's just pray together, my friends. Dear Lord, we're so grateful for our Christian family around the world, and we know about and hear that many are suffering right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you would be with them. Give them your love. Surround them with Christian friends and family to care about each other. Give them a confidence and a knowing and an ear to hear what you want them to hear and what you want them to do. We're so grateful for Egypt taking a leadership role and Israel taking a leadership role. And now we see Russia taking a leadership role. Lord, we just pray for our President Obama that you would reach his heart, soften his heart, woo him unto you by your Spirit, Lord, and give him a genuine conversion, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't let him do any phony stuff and play around with religion. Like we used to say, don't play church. Be real. Be real, my brother. Lord, we pray for Christians all around the world who are hurting, who are suffering. Lord, we don't feel their pain physically, but we feel their pain in the spirit. And we pray that you would ease that pain and take the pain away. Pray that you would heal those who are sick and infirmed, and heal those who have seen violence and death and great emotional hurt. Heal those who have been abused and taken advantage of. And we pray that, Lord, that you would heal their hearts, their emotions, and their bodies, and that you would reach out to the perpetrators of violence to help them to know that what they've done is wrong and inhuman, to treat other people in that way. Lord, we pray that you would let them see the love of God and woo them unto you by your Spirit, that they would ask for forgiveness for the violent acts they have done. For we know that you love us all and you want us all to be part of God's family. But the choice is up to each one of us individually. And we pray, Lord, that more and more and more, by the millions, we come to know you, Lord Jesus. And we pray it in the name of Jesus. Let's listen together to the heart of worship. Our friend John Ball hasn't been able to call in apparently tonight, but I'll stay on a little while longer. the heart of worship. Let's worship together.
All is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the
I'll bring you more.
Well, my friends, we're coming to the end of the show, but I do want to say one more prayer, and we'll be listening to a little music while I'm saying that prayer. I'm going to pray for God's love and blessings in all of the countries as long as my voice will last. As you can hear, I have a cold, but please remember, if I don't say your country, I'll try to eventually later, but God sees you and knows you. Dear Lord, we pray for blessing and that a move of God will occur and that our Christian family will be strengthened and blessed to show and share the Lord Jesus around the world, in America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, all of Central America, South America, Ecuador, Venezuela, Peru, Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia, South America, I said, now Africa. Lord, we pray that you would bless and move those unto your spirit from all countries of the world. Help me to remember as many as my voice lasts. Kenya, Sudan, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, Chad, Guyana, the West, Gold, Western States of Africa, I forget the names of all those, South Africa, Mozambique, Chad, used to be the Congo. Bear with me, I learned it all years ago with the old names. Trying to think of the new ones. There's one that's L-I-S-T-H-O, I don't know how to say it. South Africa. Lord, all the countries of Africa, including the ones I said, and Nigeria and all those I might have missed. Lord, we pray for Europe, Spain, France, England, Ireland, Holland, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Austria, Monaco, Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland, and the other neighboring countries there, and for Russia, and all of the parts that used to be part of USSR that are now embroiled, Lord, in difficulties. Crimea, Ukraine, Bosnia, Hungary, all that area, Lord, we pray that you would heal their hearts and minds and stop the fighting and let freedom rise to the top. Let good overcome evil, we pray, Lord. That you would direct the minds of all our leaders and help them to have the wisdom of God and the decisions that they do, understanding that their decisions not only affect their countries, but sometimes the entire world. And Lord, we pray that they would defer to the will of God in the decisions they make in the world. Lord, that you may be glorified. We pray for our friends in Thailand, China, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, India, Jordan, Israel, Syria, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Japan, Korea, and that about does it. My voice is about going out on me. So my brothers and sisters, I'm going to be saying good night to you. And thank you so much for being with me once again. You can listen to all of my shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linney. Thank you so much for being with me. I look forward to our next time together. And remember, God loves you. God loves you, and so do I. Take care, and God bless. Bye-bye.